主圣名，我们高兴要在星期五晚上，我们在这里一起来崇拜。
Hallelujah, in the name of Lord Jesus, we joyfully gather to worship on Friday evening.
那，我们先来看启示录第一章。
Let's first turn to Revelation chapter 1.
我们也很知道启示录就是为我们而写的。
We know that Revelation was written for us.
那我们从第一节念到第三节。
Let us read from verse 1 to 3.
一开始就说这是耶稣基督的启示。
In the beginning it says, this is the revelation of Jesus Christ.
接下来讲他怎么样传递给我们。
And it explains how this message was given to us.
就是神赐给他。
It was given from God.
那叫他将必要快成的事指示他的众仆人。
To show his servants things which must shortly take place.
所以启示是给仆人的。
Revelation is for servants.
是他的仆人，就是耶稣基督的仆人。
It is for his servants, which refers to Jesus Christ's servants.
我们都是主耶稣的仆人。
And we are all servants of Jesus Christ.
所以基本上每个人都要读启示录的。
So basically, everyone must read Revelation.
这个启示录是必要快成的事。
And the Revelation records things which must shortly take place.
写启示录的时候已经是在主后九十五年的时候了。
This was written in B.C. 95.
所以也就是说这个根本就不包括就是彼得他们那个时代，彼得保罗老早已经死了。
This revelation does not record of the, time, the things of Peter or Paul who have passed away.
好，那他就差遣他的使者小于他的仆人约翰。那约翰呢就将神的道和耶稣基督的见证凡自己所看见的都证明出来。
And he sent and signified it by his angel to his servant John, who bore witness to the word of God and to the testimony of Jesus Christ to all things that he saw.
启示录的内容是什么呢？
What is the content in Revelation?
第二节所写的。
It is written in verse 2.
也就是约翰所见证出来的神的道和耶稣基督的见证。
These are things who bore witness to the words of God, to the testimony of Jesus Christ.
好，那接下来第三节。
And let's proceed to verse 3.
念这书上预言的。
He who reads these words.
好，再来，和那些听见又遵守其中所记载的。
And those who hear the words of this prophecy.
都是有福了。
Are blessed.
因为日期近了。
Because the time is near.
哦，所以我们也知道哈，启示是给你念的。
Revelation is to be read.
这里的念是大声念。
And this means that we must read aloud.
在保罗那个时候就是念书信的那样子公开的念。
In the time of Paul, letters were read out loud.
好，那你不会念也可以听啊。
If you cannot read, you can listen.
好，你听。那听了之后要遵守。
After hearing, we must obey.
其实启示录是让你来遵守的一本的末世的生活指南书。
And a revelation is a life manual in the end times.
我们知道这是福气的开始。
This is a beginning of blessing.
末世福气的开始就是念听遵行启示录。
The revelation, the blessing of the end times begins with reading, listening, and keeping.
至少从聚会到现在你也默默地念了三节了嘛，所以至少有三节的福气了。
Since the beginning of this sermon, we have three verses worth of blessings.
这是第一福啊。
This is the first blessing.
启示录里面有七个福气哈。
And this is the first of seven blessings in Revelation.
那我们来看22章。
Let's turn to chapter 22.
22章第13节。
Chapter 22 verse 13.
其实若从第十节来念的话更有意思了。
And it has much more meaning if we begin reading from verse 10.
我们把它当成一个导言来念一下第十节。
Let us read this as a guide.
他要对我说
verse 10, 不
可封了这书上的预言，因为日期近了。
And he said to me, do not seal the words of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand.
刚开始一章三节说日期近了嘛，哈。
In chapter 1, it says the time is near.
日期近了，说要去读，要去听，要去行。
Therefore, the time is near, therefore read, listen, and keep.
那你会说看不懂。
And you reply, I do not understand.
绝对不会的。
This will not happen.
你没有读啦，一般啊，你没有读你就说看不懂，其实你根本没看。
We claim we do not understand because we do not read.
不相信你从今天晚上开始回去天天念哦。
If you don't believe me, you can begin reading tonight.
啊，念完听别人讲。
After you finish reading, listen to how other people.
那你读多读多少，行多少，启示录是给你做的。我们常只是听听听啊啊，听听听啊，那就回去就忘了。
And however much we read, we should apply.
啊，这里说启示录不封的，已经开了。
Here says that revelation shall not be sealed.
不是启示录本身看不懂的问题，是你不看的问题。
And it is not a matter of understanding revelation, but a matter of reading it.
啊，那因为日期近了。
Because the time is near.
十一节就是启示录到最后，也就是照到教会到最后的状况是这样子的。这事先让我们知道一下，到时候你不要吓一跳。
And it tells us the situation of the church in the end times.
这里说，当然时候不到，念起来有点，你好像说怎么会这样子？但是就是这样子，就是圣经嘛，没办法哈。要相信，但是要接受，并且呢放在心上。
We might wonder how things can be like this, but we must accept it and put it within our hearts.
说不义的叫他人就不义，污秽的叫他人就污秽。
He who is unjust, let him be unjust still.He who is filthy, let him be filthy still.
意思说，这是一个没有救的时代了。到最后
，And this means that we will be helpless.
哎，也就救恩就是说，不义的让他成为有义，污秽的让他成为圣洁嘛，对不对
？And if sometimes we make the unjust righteous and the filthy clean.
但是到启示录最后了，末世之前呢，不义的就不义了。污秽的也没有再说让你来洁净了。
But at the end of Revelation, it says he who is unjust will be unjust, and he who is filthy will stay filthy.
那唯一的叫他能就唯一，圣洁的叫他能就圣洁。
He who is righteous, let him be righteous still.
我们也知道耶利米书哈，是耶利米那个时代是一个，就是时代要断在旧约里面的啊，时代要断绝的时候。
And we know that Jeremiah records an end of an era within the Old Testament.
那个时代也跟这个差不多。
And this era can be likened to that one.
那我们看十二节哈。
Let's look at verse 12.
这里主耶稣自己宣告了哈。
Here Jesus proclaims himself.
看哪，我必快来。
Behold, I am coming quickly.
哎，已经进到门口了。
I am at the door.
赏罚在我，要照个人所行的报应他。
My reward is with me to give everyone according to his work.
这一定的哈。
And this is sure.
当然，这个是到末日的审判了才会这样。
And this will only occur at the end judgment.
在日光之下，在人生的那个路上，像那个所罗门所讲的是充满了不公平啊。
And under the sun, the world is full of injustice.
所罗门自己当王啊。
Solomon himself was king.
他也自己感叹说，在审判之处没有公义啊。
But he sighed and said that there is no justice within judgment.
应该要最公义的，但是呢，反了，不是反了啦，在最要最公义的都没有公义的，何况不讲公义的地方，那不公义当然就是很普遍。
And if even the just is considered unjust, then we don't need to even mention.Ones who are already unjust.
所以我们常常也知道哈这个事实。
And this we know to be the truth.
只有两样事情是公义的，是公平的。
Only two things are just in this world.
一个是死亡。
And that is one of them is death.
无论你怎么样吃仙丹，怎么养生，天天在吃怎么健康食品、有机的，应该活不过120岁了。
No matter how much you rely on supplements or take organics, you cannot live past 120.
一定会死的。
You will die.
另外的是审判。
And this is the judgment.
最后最公平的应该是审判。
And what is the most fair is judgment.
是照你个人所行的报应他。
And it will be...
要照个人所行的报应他。
And it will be done to him according to his works.
救恩是白白得来。
Salvation is freely received.
但是你进到救恩之后要行义啊。
But once we enter into salvation, we must practice righteousness.
你什么都没有行不可的。
And if you do not, then it is impossible.
当然你也不要把这个行讲到像是当苦行僧一样。
And of course, we cannot treat it as a judgment that we dread.
小朋友你怎么行啊？小朋友们。
How do children behave?
主耶稣照你们的行为审判你，对不对？你怎么做
？Jesus has created you, and so how do you behave?
每天早上妈妈叫你起床，你就赶快起床，跟妈妈说：“妈妈早安。”
When your mother wakes you,
知道吗？这就是你的好行为啊。
Then you wake up and say good morning, and this is your good work.
不要赖床，妈妈叫了半死，让妈妈气得要命。你是 minus 一分呐、啊。你若马上起来，主耶稣给你加一分，懂吗
？If you anger,
就是这么容易、啊。你以为不要把它想成哦，我要长大才好行为？开玩笑，现在就要了。
It is simple to practice righteousness, and it is as simple as waking up when your mother calls you.
因为小朋友蛮多的嘛。你去学校，你应该考 A plus 的，你考一个 B plus 就不对了。
And if in school you were supposed to earn A plus, but you earned a B plus, then this is wrong.
当然，你晚上来聚会很好啊，因为要进入安息日嘛。你安息日明天来聚会啊，星期天一早起来就要开始读书了。星期天不是让你来玩的，要六日殷勤工作。如果除非你考 A plus， 不然的话星期天要读书啊。要照圣经啊！
这
样知道吗？
小朋友，
你不要看别人啊，是讲你啊。
But if we do not earn A pluses in school, then we must rise early on Sunday to study.
所以这是你的照你的行为啊，知道吗
？This is according to your own works.
不要把它想得太远了。
And don't think of it as something so far off.
你到教会来，跟人家问个安，笑个脸，不要臭着脸，好像人家欠你钱，这样就不对了嘛。
When you come to church, you must greet others with a smile and not scowl as if someone owed you money.
好，这都是我们所行的哈，照这个报应你。
And this is our we will be rewarded according to our works.
我们看十三节哈。
13。
主耶稣说：“我是阿拉法，我是 Omega， 是首先的，是末后的，我是初，我是终。”
13. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last.
这样的一位神，接下来宣告下面的。
And such a God proclaimed the proceeding.
十四节哈，那些洗净自己衣服的有福了。
Blessed are those who do his commandments.
那个你那个翻译不对了。
And this is a wrong translation.
对不起，那个我这个是查过，这个、在希腊里面是说中文是对的。
In Greek,
你看它下面有注解哈、哦，他偷改圣经，岂有此理？那个翻译的，
Greek,
但是太老实说了，太老实。
Supposedly says to that blessed are those who wash their robes.
对，看下面他有这样写吗？这个很奇怪，为什么换圣经人？中文是对的，这是最后一幅啊。
This is the last blessing.
启示录的第一幅就是要读、听、遵行启示录。
The first blessing of Revelation comes with reading, listening, and keeping the words of Revelation.
那最后一幅呢
？And the last blessing.
就是要那一些洗净自己衣服的，要洗衣服啊。
Is for those who are washed to wash their robes.
有福了。
And they will be blessed.
这是最后福啊。
This is the last blessing.
什么福呢
？What type of blessing is?
可以得到权柄。
that they may gain authority.
能够到生命树那里。
They have the right to the tree of life.
所以他拥有权柄的到生命树，但是又得生命果，可以吃生命树啊的果子，不会死。
They have the right to access the tree of life to partake fruit from the tree of life that they may never die.
那也能从门进城。
And they may enter through the gates into the city.
这从上个礼拜我们讲了四次的圣城嘛，哈。
Since last week, we have shared about the holy city.
我们知道圣城很高啊。
We know that the holy city is very high.
很大。
It is very great.
很宽啊。
And it is very wide.
好，那这个圣城不是我们也讲星期二嘛，哈，不是让你来唱而已啊。
And we did not just merely speak about it.
也不是让你来看看。
It is not for us to take a look.
也是让你进去。
Rather, it is for us to enter.
要住在那里。
We must live within it.
不只是住在那里。
We will not only live within it.
并且在那里，我们今天晚上所要讲，就要在那里侍奉神，要侍奉。
Within it, we will serve.
好，世界到最后就分两个世界了。两个范畴范围。
In the end, there will be two realms.
是圣城从天而降。
The holy city will descend from heaven.
当然你要进圣城了。
Of course, we must enter the holy city.
那城外呢？
And what about outside the city?
就有这八等的人了哈。就十五节这些人就是了。
And、
你算算有八等了。八种然后八样。
Eight types of items with outside the city.
当然八就中国人八宝嘛，但是就什么好了，就在门外了嘛。
And these things are outside the city.
那我们要进城哦。
But we must enter the city.
这里告诉我们进城是要洗衣服的。
And if we want to enter, we must wash our robes.
洗你的白衣，这是衣服啊，把衣服洗。洗净自己的衣服啊！
We must wash our robes until they're white.
我们知道在启示录里面有四样不同的服饰，就是服装了哈，就是穿的东西。
We know that there are four types of garments within Revelation.
最基础的就是你穿的那个受洗的时候披戴基督那个白衣。
And the first is the robe, the Jesus Christ, whom we have put on when we were baptized.
那个是所那英文叫 garment 嘛哈，那个是白白得来的。
This garment was freely received.
也不用你洗。
We do not need to wash this.
在启示录说你要保持住。
But in Revelation, we must maintain or keep it.
不要把它弄脏。
And we must not make it filthy.
这是最基础的。
This is the most basic.
那另外一个白衣呢？
And
就是我们刚刚这个白衣呢
？Another white garment.
你不只是那个受洗穿白衣。
We do not only wear white garments after we are baptized.
你还要加上这个 robe 哈，加上这个希腊人是不一样的了哈。
We must wash our robes, which is different, a different word.
这个是要洗的。
We must wash this robe.
这个衣服哪里来？
And where does this robe come from?
我们看第六章哈。
Let's look at chapter six.
你如果看第六章，你可以一个很粗略的看到真耶稣教会的历史是照着这样来走的。
If we look at chapter six, we will see how the history of True Jesus Church is aligned.
那这个呢是每个人每个地区有时候发生的那个速度不一样，那遇到的也不一样，但是整体上一定会遇到的。
And these things occur at different rates in different places, but each church will go through these events.
前面四个印就是在真教会里面的四个面相，但是它有时间性的。
And these four seals happen at four different times.
这有好像一个 dimension 一样哈，但是它有一个 time order， 有时序的。
Happen.There are four dimensions in different time orders.
Okay. 那我们来看到第五印的时候。
Let us look at the fifth seal.
第五印其实我们不一定每个人会遇到。
And it may be that not all of us will encounter the fifth seal.
第六印的时候已经是世界末日之前的就是那个时候的前兆了，就是不只是前兆了，就那个时期了。
And the sixth seal will happen during the end, the last day.
你看十二节哈。
Let's look at verse 12.
揭开第六印，我又看见我又看见地大震动，日头变黑像毛布。下面你就看到这是那个末日的景况。
This is the situation of the end days.
那个约书也有讲过。
The book of Joel mentions this also.
那主耶稣在马太福音24章也讲过。
Jesus Christ also mentioned this in Matthew chapter 24.
就讲到那这时候主耶稣会再来了。那时候日头变黑了， 月亮变红像血了，天上星辰都坠落了。
And Jesus Christ, this is when Jesus Christ will come again, when the sky is dark and the moon will turn to blood.
那已经是最后了。
This is the very end.
在这个最后之前的一段时期。
Before the very end, there's a period of time.
这个是分白衣的时候。
And this is time when the white robe is given.
也就是说，赐白衣的时候。
When the white robes are assigned.
我们不是每个人都会遇到的，但是我遇到你也不用害怕。
Not all of us will encounter this, but when we do, if we do, then we should not fear.
这个我们星期二有讲，星期二有稍微谈过。
We mentioned this briefly on Tuesday.
到第四印的时候。
And during the time of the fourth seal.
你念一下第八节好了哈。
Verse 8.So I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and the name of him who sat on it was Death, and Hades followed with him. And the power was given them over the fourth of the earth to kill with the sword, with hunger, with death, and by the beasts of the earth.
在第四印的时候，有四分之一的地交出去了。
During the time of the fourth seal, a fourth of the earth was given.
那兽来杀。
And they were killed by the beasts of the earth.
这个 beast 就是复数的哈，很多兽。
And beasts is plural.
那用什么呢
？And how will they kill people？
它是用 whip， 就是用什么东西嘛，对不对
？And what？
用刀剑饥荒死亡。那被呢 ？By the beast， 被兽来执行。
The fourth will be killed with sword, hunger, death, and by the beasts of the earth.
这是一个很大的那个灾难。
This is a great tribulation, disaster.
我们想到灾难哈。
And if we think of disasters,
我们来想一想，即使灾难有一般的灾难哈。
And we know that there are natural disasters.
一般的 general.
General disasters.
你道理听到了，听到了真理了。
Once you've heard the truth,
主耶稣在用撒种比喻的时候也讲哈。
When Jesus shared the parable of the sower, he also mentioned
那个这个种子，那个落在路旁的。
And the seed that fell on the wayside
就被鸟吃掉了。
Was eaten by the birds.
那落在石头地的。
And fell on the rocky ground.
也就是人听到了啊，很喜欢接受。
These refer to the people who rejoiced when they received it.
但是没有根呢。
But it was not able to take root.
那接下来说，那如果这个道遭遇了患难，受了逼迫，就跌倒了。所以这个时候有患难。
These will fall when they face persecution and tribulation.
这个患难就是。这个患难，我们再来看马太福音24章哈。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 24.
这个患难其实马太福音24章第八节。
Matthew chapter
第九节了。
24:9.
第九节来，请。
Verse 9, then they will deliver you up to tribulation and kill you, and you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake.
患难就是这个在这里所讲的，英文叫 tribulation 哈。
This word is the one that is referred to in Revelation.
这个是末世的患难的开始。
This is the beginning of the tribulation of the end days.
那这个患难呢，是人要把你们陷在患难里面。
And people will deliver us up to tribulation.
这个是特别为耶稣的名而受的。
And these we will suffer for the name of Jesus Christ.
把你们陷在患难里，也要杀害你们。
We will be delivered to tribulation to be killed.
在启示里面或是在末世里面讲到杀，不是说真的把你的头砍掉了。
In Revelation, when it mentions to kill, it does not literally mean that we will be beheaded.
在约翰一书里面所讲的这个所谓的杀就是恨。恨人就是杀人。
In 1 John, the killing refers to hating.
所以你看也要杀害你们又要为我的名被万民恨恶就是恨。
We will be hated by all names, by all nations for my name's sake.
这是信主所证道的被恨被杀。
The believers of Jesus Christ will be killed and be hated.
我们看第十节。
Let's look at verse 10.
那时候呢有许多人会跌倒的。
And many will be offended.
那并且呢彼此陷害。
Many will betray one another.
彼此恨恶。
And will hate one another.
这是彼此的。
And this is mutual.
我们如果看马太福音再来看启示录。
If we look at Matthew, then at Revelation,
其实这个是连在一起的。
We understand that these are interconnected.
主耶稣所讲的在马太文这是一个大纲非常大的大纲。
And what Jesus mentioned was a broader view.
一个大纲 outline 而已。
A broader outline.
那个启示录呢是比较详细的来描写。
But Revelation is a more specific description.
那在马太福音呢它是用那时第九节那时英文 then 吧
then
直接有时间性的嘛那第十节
in verse 10
也是 then 嘛对不对你继续把它算下去有七个 then 就是七段时期
if you count then you will see that there are seven periods of time
好那耶稣讲到一个时期哦。
Jesus mentioned one time period.
我们来看第十五节、十六节。
Verse 15 and 16.
他讲到但以理哦。
He mentioned Daniel.
先知但以理讲说，那行毁坏可憎的站在圣地。第十五节。
Verse 15. Therefore, when you see the abomination of desolation.
十五节
Standing in the holy place.
站在圣地哈。
Standing in the holy place.
这个时候要小心了。
Then we must be careful.
第十六节哈。
16.
说那时，对不对
？Then.
这告诉我们在属灵上面，这个时候你就不要贪爱世界了。
And at this time, spiritually, we must not love the world.
但是不是照圣经说你在房上不要下来拿东西啊？你一直在上面都饿死了。
And it is not to say
that
we should not find food to feed ourselves.
如果我们看启示就知道，在启示里面分两种人，有两种的人。
In Revelation, there are two types of people.
一种是所谓的搭帐篷在天上的人。
And there are people who make tents in heaven.
这个帐篷、帐幕就是基督徒的人生的一个写照。
And The tent is a symbolism for Christian life.
最标准的不能说标准，最开始的，或是给我们一个例子的，就是那个亚伯拉罕。
And the most exemplary is Abraham.
其实如果能够有亚伯拉罕生活也是不错了，但现在。
To have Abraham's life is a great thing.
他很有钱呢。
He was very rich.
你想他如果没有钱的话，一天就吃垮了，比较穷的。他养了318个壮丁啊，那壮就是可以打仗的。那他们可能有太太，有小孩嘛，光给318个人吃，一个人一天给他吃一餐吃一个馒头，那个三餐吃三个馒头，那一天就要吃1000多个馒头啊。是不是什么都菜都不配啊？吃垮了。
If Abraham were not wealthy, then he would not have been able to sustain 318 men with their families.
所以他相当有钱的。
Therefore, he is pretty wealthy.
他养这些人是来打仗的。 表示说他有够有钱，还有一个自卫队啊。
And he was able to sustain an army.
但是他在人生呢？
But within his life,
搬来搬去。
He was a nomad.
然后呢，最后在希伯来书说，他盼望一个更美的家乡。
And in Hebrews, it says that he hoped for a better home.
他有钱。
He had money.
他能够善用。
And he knew how to use it wisely.
当然也会享受就是了。 在主里面。
Of course, he also knew how to enjoy himself in the Lord.
但是呢，他不会。 心被绑在那里,
but his heart was not bound.
那另外一种人呢?
Another type of person,
就是那个什么, 在地上定根的人,
are people who,
造房子的,
who take root in the earth, people who build houses.
如果你的房子烧了, 你可能就没命了, 你想说, 不想活了。
If your house is burned, you might not want to live anymore.
事业倒了, 就不想活了。
And you feel so bad after your business collapse that you don't want to live.
或是, 因为你的整个的一生就是在世上。
Because your whole life is invested in this world.
在这个时候呢,
at this time,
特别讲说行毁坏可证的站在圣地。
And those abominations of desolations will stand in the holy place.
教会到第五印之前,
before the fifth seal,
用属灵来讲,
spiritually,
昨天我们, 星期二有讲过, 我们有画那个图,
we drew a diagram.
只有圣殿留着,
only the temple is preserved.
然后以色列人愿, 那个立位人愿, 连圣城都交给外邦践踏,
and the courts of Israel and of the Levites are trampled by foreign nations.
这个时候就要小心。
And at this time, we must be cautious.
所以第20节哦,
In verse 20,
这是在描写当时大灾难哦,要来了。
This is predicting the coming of a great disaster.
我们看21节,
Verse 21,
因为那时必有大灾难。
21, For then there will be a great tribulation, such as has been not been since the beginning of the world until this time.
我们一般想大灾难都会想到什么天灾人祸嘛, 对不对? 都是天灾啦。
And when we think of tribulation,
或是战争啊, 或是什么, 其实在圣经里面, 那个是灾难啊, 但是在这里所讲的不是啊。
And our ideas of disaster may be natural phenomenon or wars.
我们来看接下来那个那时,
But let us look at the then.
23节,
In verse 23,
那时, 有人对你说,
then, if anyone says to you,
接下来你所看的所谓的大灾难其实是从 就是假基督假先知起来大显神迹的时候,
the great tribulation actually refers to the time when false prophets and the Antichrist will come and show great signs and wonders.
选民会被迷惑,
the elect will be deceived.
25节,
25,
耶稣说看哪, 我预先告诉你们啦。
25, see, I have told you beforehand.
26节也是一样, 所讲的是那个, 假基督, 出来, 说基督在这里, 基督在屋子内。
Verse 26 mentions the words of the Antichrist.
所以所谓的大灾难是什么?
What is the so-called great tribulation?
就是兽出来了。
It is the appearance of the beast.
在第四个印的时候, 那兽是复数的。
In the fourth seal, the time of the fourth seal, the beasts were plural.
有人说了, 第三次世界大战完了之后, 人类死的差不多了。 那爱因斯坦也说嘛, 那时候第, 他说, 第三次世界大战怎么发生的, 不知道, 第四次世界大战是拿棍子跟石头在打仗。 也说文明毁了嘛。
And people have predicted that in World War III, we will be fighting with clubs because it will be after the fall of civilization.
那有人就讲啊，战争战完之后，人口稀少，所以野兽出来吃人。
After the war, because there are so few people, beasts will arise and devour them.
其实不是啦。
But this is actually not the case.
我们看彼得后书第二章哈。
Let's turn to 2 Peter.
这是讲末世的。
Chapter 3.
彼得说末世之前会发生这样的事情。
Peter mentions that in the end days, these things will happen.
如果你从第一节看就知道。第一节哈。
Second Peter chapter 2.
他说将来在你们中间也必发生这种事情。
But there were also false prophets among the people.
彼得是讲以后了哈。
And Peter speaks of the future.
那我们来看兽是哪里来。
Let us look at where the beasts come from.
就是这些假师傅、假先知。
They are these false teachers and prophets.
我们看十二节。
Let us look at verse 12.
这些人好像没有灵性，生来就是畜类。
But these like natural brute beasts.
英文是翻得很好，是把它翻成 beast。其实中文把它牲畜，其实是野兽。
And in Chinese, although it is translated as wild animals, it actually refers to beasts.
那已被捉拿宰杀，他们毁谤所不晓得的事，正败坏人的时候，自己也会被那个必遭败坏。
They are made to be caught and destroyed, speak evil of things they do not understand, and will utterly perish in their own corruption.
其实是讲人呐。
And actually, it is refers to people.
那如果从启示来讲的话，就是堕落的工人。
And from the perspective of Revelation, it refers to fallen workers.
就是从天掉下的星。
And fallen stars from the sky.
那犹大书也一样哈。
And it is the same in Jude.
在犹大书也讲哈。
In Jude, it mentions.
跟那个彼得后书几乎一样的。犹大书十节哈
，In Jude verse 10，
也一样。但这些人毁谤他们所不知道的，他们本性所知道的事，与那没有灵性的畜类一样，在这世上竟败坏了自己。
10, but these speak evil of whatever they do not know, and whatever they know naturally, like brute beasts. In these things, they corrupt themselves.
所以到第四印的时候
，During the time of the fourth seal，
像。保罗啦，彼得所讲的这些兽是从本身出来的，从教会里面出来的。
The beasts that are mentioned by Peter and Paul will arise from within the church.
所以《使徒行传》保罗也很担心哦。
Paul was very worried.
第二十章。
In Acts chapter.
他要离开以弗所。
He was about to leave Ephesus.
他就把那些长老叫来。
He called the elders over.
他路过哈。
And he
路过跟他们讲。
And he,
我们看二十章第二十九节。
Verse 29.
在这之前很熟的，他就告诉他们说：“你要谨慎哦，要牧养神的羊哦，牧养神的教会。”
Previously, he mentioned that he asked them to be alert and to watch over the sheep of the church.
二十八节我们非常熟悉的一节。
And 28 is a verse that we are very familiar with.
二十九节。
29.
保罗他说：“我知道，我去了之后，必有凶暴的豺狼进入你们中间，不爱惜羊群。凶暴的豺狼啊，就是野兽。”
For I know this, that after my departure, savage wolves will come into you. Savage wolves referring to beasts.
三十节啊。
30.
就是你们中间呐。
Also from among yourselves.
在保罗在对那些人讲的那些长老当中说：“你们当中也有人呐。”
Paul was speaking to the elders and telling them that among them.
他只是当时可能还没有指出说是张三还是李四，但是他心里可能有数啊，还是说一定会发生的。就是你们中间呢、啊，也必有人起来说悖谬的话，要引诱门徒跟从他们。
He told them, but he did not point out who it was, but he told them that from among themselves, men will rise up speaking perverse things to draw away the disciples after themselves.
像这种事情保罗知道。
Paul knew these things.
有没有办法防止啊？
And was he able to prevent them?
没有办法。
He was not able to.
因为这是时代性一定会发生的事情。
Because these are things that are appointed to happen at a certain time.
保罗自己讲，他昼夜不住的流泪祷告啊，流泪啊。
Paul prayed without cease with tears.
最后呢？
And in the end,
没办法。
And he was not able to do anything.
三十节啊。
32。
如今我把你们交托神和他恩惠的道，只能这样子。
In the end, he was only able to commend them to God and to the word of his grace.
这句话也让人很安慰。
These words are very comforting.
让人很有信心。
And they give us great faith.
但是如果你在没有信心的时候读到这句话，说这也是空话。
But if we read these words at a time when we are low in faith, then these words are empty.
我把你交给神，如果你真的没有信心，神啊，你在哪里？哇，把你交到空气啊！
And if we are commended to God, entrusted to God, then we are, it is as if we are entrusted to the air.
好，你心情不好，正在患难当中，把你交给神恩惠的道，你道理都不通了，或是已经怀疑了，就交给那个道啊。
And if at a time we are low in faith, we are entrusted to the word of his grace, then it means nothing.
这是保罗在最后所能做的，只能这样子。
And this was the last thing that Paul could do.
我们常说嘛，哎，你冲啊，我道德精神支持你，你在那边看嘛，那他冲去了。
And
你不帮个忙，他没办法的，只能把他交托神呐、啊、和他恩惠的道。
Paul could do nothing but commend them to God.
那最后呢，道很重要。
The word is important.
所以这道能建立你们呐、啊，叫你们和叫你们和一起一切成圣人同得基业。所以我们星期二有讲过，圣城的门哦，不是像这门可以开关的。圣城的门是一颗珍珠啊，你要走进去啊，走进真理里面才能够进城。
And the door of the holy city is not like a door you can push open, rather it is a pearl that we must walk into.
那你要穿白衣。
And you must wear the white robe.
你要进城的客观的条件就是那个城的门是珍珠，那是真理，你要进入到真理里面才进得去。
The prerequisite to enter the holy city is to enter a pearl wearing the white robe.
那你主观呢？你的你要你的条件不是说随便人都可以一头钻进去的，你一头进去，你不穿白衣，头就肿那么大。
You will not be able to enter into the pearl if you do not wear the white robe.
好啊，这个白衣怎么来
？And where does this white robe?
我们讲了半天，四印之后到第五印了哈。
Now we are at the fifth seal.
在第五里面得到的。
You will receive it during the time of the fifth seal.
在第五印里面，遵守神道的那个圣徒已经是受很大的逼迫了。
People who are still believers by the time of the fifth seal have gone through a great persecution.
他几乎好像被恨死一样。
And it is.
这里说被杀。
It is as if they were slain.
哎，这里杀不是就头砍掉身体的死，不是。
This is not referred to a beheading or the death of a body.
如果你的身体被真的被杀了，你就去乐园嘛。
If your body has been
灵魂去乐园了
then your soul will go to paradise.
那去乐园会不会第十节发生的事情？绝对不会啊。
If you are in paradise, what occurs in verse 10 will not happen.
他们在那里大声喊着说：“圣洁真实的主啊，你不审判住在地上人，给我们生流血的烟，要照底时呢？如果这样的那个乐园哦，我求主耶稣不要让我去这个，为什么？大家哀哀叫啊，乐园还有快乐啊
？In Revelation
还有安息啊
？6 verse 10 says they cried out with a loud voice, saying, "How long, O Lord, holy and true, until you judge and avenge our blood on those?"Who dwell on the earth.
不是啦，这些人不是，这些人是在坛底下。第五节、第九节哈。
And these people are actually under the altar.
英文是翻 altar， 中文多加了一个祭坛，祭坛就不对了。翻译的人啊，这个坛是什么？祷告的坛。你在那边喊呐、啊。
This is an altar of prayer and not an altar of sacrifice, and you are crying out here.
这是香坛。
And、this is an altar of incense.、
香坛就是祷告。
And incense refers to prayer.、
我们遇到什么事情哈？
When we encounter events,
遇到最大的灾难的时候，
when we encounter the greatest disasters,
尤其圣经在启示里面，你好像被野兽咬了、伤了，遇到了大灾难。这个大灾难不是天灾人变的，而是教会本身里面的工人的伤害、变质的。
When you are faced with being bitten, being harmed by the beast, andyou're harmed by the corrupt workers within the church.
好像被杀一样。
It's as if you are slain.
你怎么办？
What will you do?
要一定要向神大声喊啊。
We must cry out loudly to God.
你向人喊没有用。
Because if you cry out to men, it is no use.
可以向神喊。
Cry out to God.
喊完有报赏的。
And after you cry out, then you will be rewarded.
我们遇到苦难哦。
When、
一定要祷告。
Meet difficulties, we must pray.
你在祷告当中，不一定那个苦难会走，
Through、
会离开你。
Prayer, this difficulty will not necessarily leave us.
但是你在祷告的时候，你灵性就提升了。
But in prayer, our spirituality is elevated.
你的灵性提升，大灾难就在你底下。
Once your spirituality is elevated, then the trials are beneath you.
你就超越了苦难了。
And you have transcended.
这个叫从苦难出来了。
And this is what it means to come out of tribulation.
苦难还在那里啊。
The difficulty is still there.
只是你走出来了。
But it's just that you have walked out.
没有人抱你，没有办法，没有人可以抱你出来的。
No one can carry you out.
好，这些人大声喊啊，哭啊。
These people cried out with a loud voice.
大声喊着哭，英文是不错的，有快，
cried out.
对不对？快一定有声音嘛？有没有？你这个人，你们小朋友快过吗？你们哭过吗？哭没有声音，不像哭嘛。
If we cry without sound, then it is not crying.
并且还有大声音。
They cry out with a loud voice.
第十一节哦。
Verse 11.
所以呢，于是。
Then.
有白衣赐给他们。
A white robe was given to each of them.
并且有话跟他们个人说了。
And it was said to them.
每个人不一样的哈。
And each person was different.
每个人进到大灾难、大患难的时间、地点、方式不一定相同的。
And、
所以有个别的来交代你。
Each person will encounter different trials at a different time.
也就是说，在安息片时啊。十一节。
Verse 11. Then a white robe was given to each of them.
然后呢？还要等啊，还有一些人继续要被杀，继续要遇到这个大灾大
患难。
那我们来看第九章，第七章。
Chapter seven，
在七章里面，它分成两大部分。
Chapter seven can divide it, can be divided into two sections.
一节到八节是讲真耶稣教会出来。
Verse 1 to 8 describes the rising of True Jesus Church.
从开始印就是开始得圣灵，一直到那个世界末了之前，这个状况有十四万四千人受印得应许的圣灵。
This refers to the number of people that have received the seal since the beginning of the coming of the Holy Spirit to the end.
第九节到第十七节
，verse 9 to 17，
就在描写。受大患难的人他们的境况
describes the situation faced by the people in great tribulation。
我们看第九节、
verse 9、
又看到有许多人、没有能够算出来。
After these things I looked and a great multitude that could not number, be numbered。
属神的人算不出来的。
People who belong to God cannot be numbered、
他们是从各方来的，各国各族各民各方来的。
They are of all nations, tribes, people, and tongues.
也就是这事情会，这个是普世性会发生的。
This means that this will happen in many places.
他们站在宝座和羔羊面前。
They stand before the throne and before the Lamb.
也就是他们一抬头就看到宝座，坐宝座的神，还有羔羊，看到主耶稣。
If they raise their head, they will see the throne and the Lamb, Jesus Christ.
他们是站在那个神的面前的。
Because they are standing before God.
他们身穿白衣啊。
They are clothed with white robes.
这个白衣就是刚刚那个叫出来的，在患难当中得到的。
This white robe was received after the tribulation.
他们手拿棕树枝。
And they had palm branches in their hands.
表示他们是得胜的。
Representing that they are victorious.
十三节。
13.
长老有一位呢，就问约翰说：“哎，这些穿白衣是谁呢？”
Then one of the elders answered, saying to me, "Who are these arrayed in white robes?"
当然是引起约翰的兴趣，或是让他可以想得更深哈。他说：“是从哪里来的呢？”
Of course, this is to make John ponder further.
十四节啊。
14.
我对他说了，约翰就说：“我主啊，你知道了。”
And I said to him, "Sir, you know."
他就对我说了。
So he said to me.
所以这是长老的回答。
This is a reply from the elder.
他说这些人是从大患难中出来的。
These are ones who come out of the great tribulation.
记住，在大患难当中，你不要坐在那里，咱们哀叫说你怎么都没有人来帮我，没有人抱我，都没有爱心。在那个时候，就启示录最后了。你如果不出来，你如果认为说没有人来救你，是真的没人救你的。不义的，你在那边还故意弄脏，好像小孩子，那个现在小孩子应该不会了，地也太干净了。古时候的小孩子，如果一气起来，故意坐在地上，那个脚，那个什么，给他弄得很脏呢，用这个来惩罚妈妈。如果用这样子自我毁弃要来惩罚别人的话，就好像启示录所讲的，不义的你就不义。你污秽啊，你就污秽。遇到大患要怎么样？这里告诉我们要出来，这出来是自己出来。
During the great tribulation of the end times, we cannot be carried out by anyone, and because no one will carry us out, we must come out of it ourselves.
自己出来。
Come out of it ourselves.
海边脚印的故事不要再讲了。
We must not mention the story, the footprints on the sand.
大家唱过这个歌吗？哦，那是海边脚印了。哦，到最后呢，怎么两个脚印变一个呢？啊，耶稣说：“我们你抱过去了，那是平常啊。”到这个时候，那个脚印怎么两个？对，两个就是主耶稣伴着你走。后来变一个，那是你自己走啊！你不走怎么？你又走不过去了，一定要自己出来。
In the story, there are two footprints, two pairs of footprints in the sand, and one disappeared, and it was Jesus carrying you. But at this time, we have to be the one that walks by ourselves.
接下来，曾用羔羊的血把衣服洗白净了。要洗衣服的。
Robes are washed in the blood of the Lamb.
这个跟我们22章所看的是一致的。
This is one with what we have read in verse 22.
22章我们刚看到14节是你要进城是穿白衣并且自己洗衣服的。
Those who enter the holy city must wash their robes and
从大患难中出来。
And come out from tribulation.
用耶稣的血。
Using the blood of Christ.
也就是说，神的救恩一直在你身上啊。
That is to say that the grace of God is upon you.
你这时候也不用打电话叫人来救援呐。
At this time, you do not need to call anyone to save you.
我是说，在大灾难当中遇到大灾难，没有人救得了你。
During the great tribulation, no one can save you.
只有神的恩典陪伴着你，自己走出来。
The grace of God will abide with you as you walk out yourself.
那你就进城呢？
And then you will enter the city.
进城之后，我们看十四节，十五节啊。
After you enter the city,
所以他们在宝座前坐位在殿中侍奉他。
15. Therefore, they are before the throne of God and serve Him day and night on His temple.
这是最高峰的侍奉了。
And this is the epitome of servitude.
你是在宝座前呢。
You are before the throne.
直接看到宝座。 没有人在你的前面呐、
啊。No one is before you.
你不会看到别人的脑后勺。
You do not see the people.
如果你是在别人旁边嘛，你会看到别人的脑袋瓜嘛，对不对？看他头是圆的、扁的、秃的，还是留长头发的？那你看久了，有时候也高兴，有时候也不高兴嘛。他怎么？是不是？
And if you are behind someone, then you will be able to have a good look at their heads.
那做宝座的用帐幕来护庇他们。
He who sits on the throne will dwell with them.
16节。
16。
他们不会饥啊，也不会渴。
Neither hunger nor thirst.
也就是说，这饥渴是世上的需要，对他们来讲已经超越过了。
They have transcended the physical need of eating and drinking.
他不会感觉无聊，他也不会感觉说、啊、需要什么。
These people will not be bored.
那日头炎热不伤他们。
The sun shall not strike them.
再热也不会热了。
And no matter how hot it is, they do not feel hot.
人的话，人的赞美也不会让你更有兴趣去侍奉人的。能言能语也不会让你的热心降低啊，已经超越过了。
The praise of man will not cause you to be fervent or cause you to feel discouraged.
不会伤害的。
It will not harm you.
有时候我们人家白一个眼，我们就心里跳得要命了。
And sometimes when people roll their eyes at us, then we're very afraid.
碰到没有打招呼，反而给你臭脸给你看你。心里回去难过了半死，赶快跟先生讲，或是跟太太讲。
我
今天真倒霉，怎么遇到他
？If someone makes a face at you, then you'll think of how unfortunate you are.
不会了。
But at this time, you will no longer.
第十七节。
Care.
因为宝座中的羔羊必牧养他们，真的神亲自在牧养他。
For the lamb who is in the midst of the throne will shepherd them.
领他们到生命水。
And he will lead them to living waters.
那神呢，必擦去他们一切眼泪。
God will wipe away every tear from their eyes.
这个我们在21章也有谈过，在圣城里面是还会流眼泪的。
We mentioned in chapter 21 that people will still shed tears in the holy city.
但是你不用带手帕，也不用带那个纸巾啊。
But you don't need tissues or handkerchiefs.
你也不要旁边有人陪你。
And you do not need someone to comfort you.
神应该很注意的，你眼泪一流，他就擦了。神擦你的眼泪。
Because God will be very attentive, and He will wipe away every tear.
所以你应该也哭不出来了。
So you will not need to cry.
所以这是在圣城里面的侍奉。
This is the servitude within the holy city.
要从大患当中出来。
You must come out from the great tribulation.
昼夜的侍奉他。
And to serve day and night.
已经是超越过一切的侍奉了。
This transcends all servitude.
当然，这是我们目标了。
Of course, this is our goal.
我们是在努力。
Let us be diligent.
神圣灵也一直带领我们。
God and Holy Spirit abide with us.
一起来唱诗。
Let us sing him.
402首。
Sing him 402.